This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
This is the Championship Fan Show with me, Kieran Critchard, between 2 and 3 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon. Coming up over the next hour, we'll be looking ahead to all of the Championship action coming up over the next couple of nights. It's a jam-packed week, full of action in the second tier of English football. So plenty to talk about over the next hour. We've got 6 fixtures tonight, another 6 fixtures tomorrow night. So plenty to look forward to. We'll be talking more in detail about Huddersfield, who are playing away at Charlton tonight. Has that bounce under Danny Cowley very much ended? We'll also be talking a bit more about Stoke as well, who are at home against Luton tonight. Things look like they were on the up under Michael O'Neill, but things are starting to slightly fall away. We'll also be talking a bit about the opposition in that game, Luton, as well. If you want to get in touch with us this afternoon, call us on 0208 7020 558. We're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at Love Sport Radio. We are also on WhatsApp, so make sure you get in contact with us. This is the Championship Fan Show here on Love Sport. So that number again, 0208 7020 558, if you want to get in touch with us. And also, we've got some big news here at Love Sport. From this Monday, you'll be able to get Love Sport across the UK on national digital radio. Yes, we are going national on Monday, so it doesn't matter where you are. Where you are in the country, whether you're up in Manchester, whether you're up in Yorkshire, whether you're down in the southwest in the West Country, it doesn't matter where you are. You can listen to us from Monday on your digital radio. If you're travelling back from a football game on a Tuesday night, a cold, wet Tuesday night in Stoke, if you're a Luton fan from Monday, obviously doesn't help you today, but it will help you next week, or whether you're coming back on a Saturday afternoon, or whether you're just on the trip to either to work or back from work, you can listen to us on digital radio, even if you're not in London, from next Monday. So it's great news for us. Great news for the listeners that you can listen to us live across the UK on digital radio from Monday. So brilliant, brilliant news here at Love Sport. So much Championship action to look forward to over the next couple of days. We have 6 fixtures tonight, 6 fixtures tomorrow night. So you will get your fix of Championship action over the next couple of nights. Running through the fixtures then over the next couple of nights. Tonight, it starts off Ashton Gate. Bristol City will take on Millwall. Bristol City had a good result at Fulham on the weekend. They are up in 4th place. For Millwall, they're in mid-table, doing all right. They haven't lost in their last 5, but they have drawn their last 3. So Gary Rowett's side looking to get back to winning ways, but a tough game away at Ashton Gate. Charlton take on Huddersfield, and this is a huge game down near the bottom of the table. 17th against 21st. Charlton have won just 2 out of their last 14 since mid-September. They've had a growing injury list, but now is the time to start getting back to winning ways. Lyle Taylor is back fit again, and they'll be hoping that he can spearhead a turnaround in form for Charlton. For Huddersfield, is that bounce under Danny Cowley starting to come to an end? Can they get another bounce under Danny Cowley as they slip towards the relegation zone? Just 1 place and 2 points above the relegation zone. We're going to get more on that from Richard Cosmala from the Andy Takes That Chance podcast very, very soon. Leeds, 2nd place in the table, matching really West Brom's form, just 2 points off the top of the table. They host Hull, and obviously the big threat from them will be a certain Jarrod Bowen that we seemingly mention every single Championship Fan Show. I think I've become dedicated to mentioning Jarrod Bowen's name every single time we come on here on the Championship Fan Show every weekday afternoon between 2 and 3 o'clock. But you'd imagine it is probably one-way traffic for Leeds United. Very, very interesting to look at Leeds' points tally at this stage of this season compared to at this stage last season. After 20 games last season, they were on 42 points. After 20 games this season, 43 points. Very, very interesting reading that they're exactly the same. And what do Leeds usually do? They muck it up in the second half of the season. I don't think Leeds are guaranteed promotion, although I probably go nearly as far as to say West Brom are pretty much guaranteed promotion. Nottingham Forest take on Middlesbrough. Forest up in 5th place. They do have a game in hand. So with that game in hand against Reading, they would have the opportunity to go up into 3rd place. Middlesbrough, it was a massive win for them the other day against Charlton. But the pressure is still on Jonathan Woodgate. But they are now 4 points above the relegation zone. 2 wins in their last 3 has been very, very important for Jonathan Woodgate's side. Preston take on Fulham. Preston in absolutely horrendous form. They've lost their last four. They've now dropped out of the top six. It was not that long ago. They were in the top two. Now they've lost four on the trot. Alex Neil's side under real pressure. They got a tough game today against Fulham, who were on a four-game winning streak before the weekend when they lost to Bristol City, but they are still up in third place. So still a good position for them to be in. And again, we'll talk about in more detail as this hour goes along from both the Stoke and the Luton perspective. It is Stoke against Luton at the Bet365 Stadium on a cold, wet Tuesday evening. Although the way that they've now developed the stadium at the Bet365, otherwise known as the Britannia Stadium, of going back in time, they've now built around one of the corners. So it's not quite as windy as it used to be. So it's not quite what it was back on a Premier League wet, windy night or on a Wednesday in December. But it's still a pretty intimidating place to go when it isn't particularly nice at the Bet365. Stoke start the evening second from bottom after three straight losses. Things look like they were on the up under Michael O'Neill, but are they very much on the way down? For Luton, it was a huge victory against Wigan, who were in the relegation zone on the weekend. They're looking to put more distance between themselves and the relegation zone. They're 4 points above that relegation zone at the moment. Looking onto tomorrow night's action, Barnsley take on Reading. Barnsley still sat at the bottom of the table. Gerhard Struber does have one win in charge, but Barnsley are now 6 points off safety, and they'll be hoping, even though there have been some close results where they've just narrowly been defeated, they need to turn those very quickly into wins. Birmingham take on QPR. Brentford will play Cardiff. Those two sides divided by just 1 point and one place. So a pretty close game, as Neil Harris has made an impressive start to life at Cardiff. Derby take on Sheffield Wednesday. Derby's home form is the complete polar opposite of their away form. They're very strong at home, very poor away from home. Wayne Rooney obviously is in the dugout. Every day that goes by is a day closer to Wayne Rooney stepping onto the field as a Derby player in January. Swansea take on Blackburn. We talked about Preston's form being pretty terrible. Swansea without a win in their last five. Three losses and two draws in there. So things not going well for the Swans. They host Blackburn, who are one of the informed sides in the Championship. Four wins from their last four games. They now have gone above Swansea. It would have been a miracle to say that 4 weeks ago, but this is the nutty nature of this season's Championship. And also Wigan take on West Brom. Wigan are third from bottom in the relegation zone after losing to Luton on the weekend. West Brom are flying high at the top of the table. Just one loss in their opening 20 games. They are 2 points clear. And you'd imagine Slaven Bilic's side will get a win. And I think they're one of the only sides in the Championship where you can say, actually, what you expect to happen will happen. Pretty much every other team, what you expect to happen, well, think again, because it's probably going to be completely the opposite. Looking at the table as it stands then in the Championship, West Brom are leading it 45 points from their first 20 games on a pretty good run, and they absolutely dispatched of Swansea on Sunday. Mateus Pereira, one goal and four assists. West Brom have already agreed a £9 million deal, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of interested parties in him going forward. Leeds are just 2 points behind them. Leeds playing tonight. They do have the opportunity to put a bit of pressure on West Brom with a win tonight. They would go 1 point above them. Fulham, Bristol City, Nottingham Forest and Sheffield Wednesday, the other four sides in the playoff positions. Preston, Cardiff, Brentford, Blackburn and Swansea, all just a matter of a couple of points outside of the top six. Near the bottom, as I mentioned, Barnsley, bottom on 12 points. Stoke, second bottom on 14. Wigan, the final relegation spot on 16 points. Huddersfield on 18 points, slipping closer and closer towards the relegation zone. Luton are on 20 points. Middlesbrough on 20 points as well. So they are not away from it. It's amazing looking at the very contrasting fortunes of different sides in the Championship. You've got the top two who are just winning game after game after game. You've got sides like Blackburn who have won their last four. Then you've got sides like Preston, four defeats on the trot. Charlton, two wins in their last 14. Wigan, four losses in their last five games. Huddersfield, three losses in their last five games. So many contrasting runs of form for the Championship clubs. But anyone that listens to the Championship fan show, anyone that listens or anyone that follows the Championship will know trying to predict what's going to happen next is like trying to do brain surgery and you've not studied medicine at all. It is a very, very difficult art to do. Other than the top two, everyone else is inconsistent, and that's pretty much all you really need to know about the Championship. If you want to get in touch with us this afternoon, previewing your game tonight or tomorrow night, obviously all 24 clubs involved, six games tonight, six games tomorrow night, call us on 0208 7020 558. We're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at Love Sport Radio. We are also on WhatsApp. So make sure you get in contact with us this afternoon. Later in the hour, we're going to be looking ahead to a rather big game between Stoke and Luton at the Bet365. Michael O'Neill's side won their first two games under his reign. They've now lost the last three. Is that bounce very quickly coming towards an end? Ryan Shawcross could return for Stoke after being ruled out in pre-season with a broken leg. So could be a big boost for Michael O'Neill's side. For Luton, a massive result on the weekend coming from 1-0 down to beat Wigan. Graham Jones, though, still under significant pressure. Some people were linking Nathan Jones with a move back to Luton. Obviously, this is the Nathan Jones derby tonight. Not involving Nathan Jones, because he's not in either dugout, but obviously his two clubs that he's managed in 2019. But up next, we'll be looking forward to Huddersfield's game. They're away at Charlton tonight. Both sides in desperate need of the result. Both sides' form has been pretty terrible of late. Colin Grant is in good form for Huddersfield. Can they keep hold of him in January? And has the bounce under Danny Cowley ended? We'll be back after this.
Love Sport.
Welcome back to the Championship Fan Show with me, Kieran Critchard, between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. Remember, if you want to have your voice heard, call us on 0208 7020 558. We're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at Love Sport Radio. We are also on WhatsApp. So we want to hear from you this afternoon, sharing your views on your Championship club. Later in the hour, we're going to be talking about a massive game with the Bet365 near the bottom of the table. Second bottom, Stoke take on Luton, who are just outside the relegation zone. That's a massive game there. Also, a rather big game at the Valley. It is Charlton against Huddersfield. To get the Huddersfield perspective now, I'm delighted to say we're joined by Richard Cosmala from the Andy Takes That Chance podcast. He's on his way down to here in London to watch the game at Charlton tonight. Thank you very much for sparing 5 or 10 minutes of your time this afternoon, Richard. It feels like a big game. That bounce under Danny Cowley, is it safe to say that's come to an end, or is that far too simplistic to say that's the case?
No, you're right. I think it's definitely come to an end. We're five without a win. And with some pretty heavy defeats, to be honest, especially on his travels. Preston gave us a good hiding, and Bristol City hit us for five as well. And obviously, we've just come off the back of a disappointing result against his nearest and dearest. But the problem that we've got is that, you know, we've hit some injuries. Just as we were kind of motoring, we got a great win at Brentford. Tommy Elphick ruled out for the season with an injury at Preston. Jaden Brown left back. He's been out since. Alex Pritchard injured again. We had so many guys out, and it's just not good enough. Also, he lost his patience with some of the Premier League, shall we say, be polite, misfits, shall we say. Terence Conglo for one, £17 million defender. We won't see him in Huddersfield shirt again. So, yeah, it has come to a bit of an abrupt halt. We did have some tough fixtures, to be fair. When we played anyone decent, we have been found out. But amazingly, we're still above the bottom three, which is a positive. And obviously, the January window looms large, which is going to, I think, it'll be positive for us.
It's interesting, Richard, that you mentioned Terence Congolo's name there. As you mentioned, after some of the recent defeats, Danny Cowley has quite publicly called out players and directed really scathing criticism at certain players within the squad, maybe some players that don't really want to be at Huddersfield. Were you surprised at the brutal, honest admission from Danny Cowley that was a public shaming of certain players, even though not necessarily did he name all of those players?
It's different, isn't it? Because you're used to, obviously, you know, managers kind of protecting. I mean, to be fair, he's not named any names, but, you know, you don't need to be Einstein to work out who's not part of the plans. I mean, when you've got, like, a guy, it's absolutely scandalous, really. Isaac and Benz, £11.25 million this guy has cost. He'll never kick a ball again. We've made some shocking signings. And I honestly think Danny Cowley's coming out of Shield. Obviously, it's his highest step up the ladder. He's been Championship. I thought he was taking over, you know, a decent Championship team, plus, you know, with some Premier League players. I think he's been proper shocked, really, with the with the attitudes and, you know, the endeavour of quite a lot of the guys. I mean, the bench on Saturday, if you look at that bench, it was just like a youth club, just kids, debuts. You know, we had a striker, I think it was the second youngest Championship player to come on, Harrit. Embarrassing, really. When you're coming out from the Premier League, it should be better. But then again, you probably speak to Stoke City fans who are saying exactly the same. It's a ruthless reality, really, of just falling out of the Premier League, signing bad, and now you've got players who, you know, don't want to be with us. So, yeah, it's old school. Obviously, Danny Cowley's done his trade, you know, lower down, and yeah, some might choose to protect these guys, but hey, what, he's got the fans on board. There's no doubt about it, because we appreciate this, you know, honesty that he's given us, especially in the press conferences.
One of the big things that Danny Cowley said when he first went to Huddersfield was how the players had forgotten how to win, that they'd lost all confidence and self-belief. even though Huddersfield were on a decent unbeaten run recently, they've gone through a poor run of recent times, 3 losses and 2 draws from the last 5 games. Do you think that all the confidence has seeped out of this Huddersfield side?
Well, I think so. And I honestly think anyone who watched the game on Saturday, yeah, Leeds won and they have the better quality. They're on fire at the moment. But I think Huddersfield, you know, I mean, I certainly came away a lot more positive than I did going into the game because, you know, with who was missing, and it sounds like the team's going to be much similar tonight. Not many chances to get, you know, kind of the guys fit who's been out as well. So, no, I don't think so. It's just the back of the net that, you know, needs to be it. And again, it's frustrating, really. You've got, you know, like Elias Kachunga, who in the promotion season, you know, was a man who could find the back of the net. A couple of bad injuries. Never looked the same player since Steve Mounier. Obviously, that first season of Premier League, I think, remember Alan Shearer saying, what a signing. And, yeah, I mean, he can't score either. So, but we have got a man who can score, who Charlton fans will know very well tonight. And, yeah, we need more people to come to the party. Though. Can't just rely on Carl and Grant.
You mentioned Richard Carl and Grant's name there. It's as if you preempted the next question. 11 goals so far this season. I'm sure it's maybe something you don't really want to think about, but is there the realistic prospect that in January that Huddersfield might struggle to keep hold of him? Because obviously Huddersfield were in the Premier League last season and they went for him from Charlton in the January transfer window. Do you think there's a risk that not only top-end Championship clubs but bottom-end Premier League clubs will come in and show some serious interest in him in January?
Definitely, and they'd be crazy not to. I mean, wasn't his greatest day on Saturday, missed a big chance, to be fair, up in front of the Sky Cameras, so maybe a few might have thought no, which would be good for us. But I think it'd be obviously the money that's going around in the Premier League, when you think some of the strikers, Ollie McBurney, 20 million. Wow. Obviously, Carl and Grant proved it, I think, last year in the Premier League a little bit in a shocking team. You think got 4 or 5 goals there. So, yeah, I'd be surprised if they weren't 1 or 2 suitors. I think it'd be so bad for... Well, I think you're playing with our Championship future if you sell him. But obviously, you know what it's like now. It's a player's market. It's up to the player, really, isn't it? But I honestly think he'll stay with us through the window. I do think we'll get a bit of interest. I think the summer that'll be... Yeah, I don't expect it to be having his name on our team sheet next summer. But at the moment, yeah, he's massive for us because there's no one else doing it. And it's such a... selfless player as well. He can play out wide, he can play in the centre, he's good in the air, good on the ground. He's just a proper predator. Reminds me a little bit like Ian Wright back in the day, just that penalty area savviness, you know, where you saw on Saturday a lot of the guys snatching at chances, huffing and puffing and what have you, and this guy, quality. But yeah, I don't think he'll get a good reception tonight, like, because I don't think he left Charlton on the greatest terms. I know Lee Boy has said a few things, so I think he might get a bit of stick, but hopefully that'll spur him on and get some more goals.
Heading into this game then, Richard, Huddersfield are just 1 place and 2 points above the relegation zone. They head to a side who themselves are in pretty poor form. 2 wins in their last 14 games. Some people are suggesting it may not be the greatest game of football aesthetically tonight, that it's not going to be full of goals. How do you see the style of the game playing out? Do you think it'll be quite a cagey affair because both sides know that a win is so important, or do you think that will end up actually in quite an end-to-end fixture?
Hoping it's going to be an end-to-end game, obviously paying a decent amount of cash to click through them turnstiles tonight. I just think it's good that we're away, to be honest with you. Charlton, obviously, I think got... by Sheffield Wednesday, the last home game, but obviously they're a bit of a step up from us. I know they've got their injury problems like we have, so obviously it's going to be a matter of a casualty ward who's fit and everything as well. But I'm hoping really that we can... I mean, we've looked quite good on the counter a lot of times this year. We did give our best display at Brentford not too long ago, where we got the points. So hopefully the London air might suit us a little bit. But yeah, it's not a game you really want to lose really. But I'm one of those that, you know, pleased that we've got a game. Others might take a different view. We've got all these injuries, we're not in good form, let's, you know, have a few days rest. But I'm glad we can kind of get back on the horse, as they say. And yeah, and we are away and we can take it to Charlton and fingers crossed get a positive result, because while, yeah, to lose to your local rivals is never the greatest thing, especially live on TV, but I came away with a lot more positives really, because I think Danny Cowley's, he's seen who he wants in the trenches with him. He's bombing out the guys that we don't. And Christ, we're going to have to write off a lot of money as well, which is going to be so destroying, I think, for the chairman. So it's like £30-40 million worth of talent. That's not, well, talent, shall we say, in inverted commas, that's not going to be involved anymore. So, yeah, but give me some guys who want to wear the shirt, the young guys coming on. They'll give everything tonight. that's all we want to see as a fan. So, yeah, I'm not expecting a cracker. I'm not surprised Scarborough picked it as the main game, but I think it is available behind the red button if you're of a strange disposition.
Huddersfield have lost just one of their past five visits to Charleston in all competitions, winning two, drawing two, and then just that one loss. So do you think, in terms of a prediction, Richard, are you confident that Huddersfield can get back on the winning trail, or is their winless run going to continue?
I think we can, you know. I've just got a feeling tonight we can do it. The one that we did lose, I don't know if anyone remembers, but it was that ridiculous. We've only had 46 game unbeaten run, which culminated in playoffs, etc. And it was much kind of maligned because we lost in the playoff final. But yeah, it's a ground I like to come. Great football ground, good fans here. So I'm really looking forward to the game. And I think we can do it, you know. Just I'm a bit more buoyed on Saturday than probably going into it, really, because I just think you've got a team down here with nothing to lose. And like I said before, I think if it's at our place, John Smith, then maybe might be a bit anxious, but I think we can play with a lot of freedom tonight and come down and take Charlton on. So fingers crossed, and maybe one or two guys back from that weren't available on Saturday. But it's busy period now, isn't it? And we've got Wigan away on Saturday, so tough games, big games, teams that are around us, so we don't really want to lose any more ground, really.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Richard. Enjoy tonight. That was Richard Cosmala. And from the And He Takes That Chance podcast, obviously, they're away at the Valley tonight against Charlton. And we've spoken to a few of the Huddersfield guests, in particular from the podcast that the Richards are part of. And there's been quite a lot of negativity, not exactly a huge amount of confidence going into games. But Richard just feels this is the night. It could be the night. They've got a decent recent record at the Valley. So they'll be hoping for all 3 points. Charlton are winless in 8 league games, 2 draws and 6 losses. Huddersfield are winless in their past 5 league games, having been unbeaten in the 7 before that. So both sides out of form. Huddersfield start the night just 1 place and 2 points above the relegation zone. Charlton into 17th after a huge slip in form that has seen them, as I said, just win 2 games in 14 games since mid-September. So not in good form. Maybe not going to be the greatest game to watch, but a very, very important game to see what the result of that is. I just wanted to bring you one other line from the Championship, or it's a story that is related to the Championship, and it's surrounding Barnsley and Daniel Stendel. Now, he is expected to be appointed as the new Hearts manager. However, that's not where the story ends. If you remember, at the beginning of October, he was sacked by Barnsley. And remember that story about the night after he was taken out to the pub by fans to thank him from taking them up from League One into the Championship. And obviously they took over a month to appoint Gerhard Struber as their new manager. Adam Murray had to take caretaker charge for quite a substantial period of time. And then it emerged in the last week that Daniel Stendel was set to become the Hearts manager. Now, we'd initially heard that they were demanding compensation, which seems strange, and it's also linked to the links with Pochettino to Manchester United, that supposedly United would have to pay compensation of around £12 million to Tottenham. And I sort of think, why on earth should another club pay you compensation for a manager that you've decided to sack? It doesn't really make a huge amount of sense. Now, this is where the interesting bit comes in this story that is only really being unveiled now. Now, we're waiting to see as to what actually happens, but they have claimed, Barnsley this is, that Daniel Stendel spoke to a rival club before being sacked as manager. Obviously, he has since been appointed by Hearts. I think they're set to have a press conference there actually at Tyne Castle very, very soon. So the suggestion is that he was speaking to a Championship club while still the Championship manager when they didn't give him permission to do so. This is how the Barnsley statement reads. Early in the season, Daniel Stendel entered into negotiations with a rival Championship club to take over their managerial post and recruited other members of Barnsley staff to follow him. Never once did he alert members of the club's board or seek their approval. As I said, they're seeking compensation for Hearts. Now, Daniel Stendel maintains that he stayed loyal to Barnsley, that this isn't true, and that he would remain committed to them until the day that he got sacked. Barnsley have a very different recollection of the events as they unfolded, that they gave him no permission to speak to anyone else in the Championship, and therefore they are very annoyed that they are not receiving compensation for Hearts. And the reason why he was sacked was because of this breakdown in communication and the fact they weren't very happy that he was speaking to other clubs. So maybe it wasn't a case of Barnsley not being happy with performances on the field and they decided to sack him, that there was a very different motive as to why they did that. But this is set to rumble on. He's been appointed, Daniel Stenner, as the new manager at Hearts. They're going to have a press conference very, very soon at Tynecastle. I'm sure that this one is going to rumble on and on and on. But it's a very, very weird situation. And whenever more and more comes out of that, I'm sure we'll speak about it, because it is related to Barnsley in the Championship. If you want to share your views this afternoon, call us on 0208 7020 558. We're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at Lovespot Radio. We are also on WhatsApp. And from Monday, some really great news that we can bring you here from Lovespot is that we are going national from Monday. So therefore, you'll be able to get Lovespot across the UK on national digital radio. No matter where you are in the country, coming to and from work, going to and from games on the weekend, you will be able to listen to Lovespot wherever you are, not just in London, but outside of London. So make sure you spread the message, tell your friends outside of London that they'll be able to listen to all over the UK, really, to us here at Lovespot, to the fresh new voice of sports radio. So Lovespot live across the UK on digital radio from Monday. So it's a really positive step for us, and hopefully you'll join us on this journey. And as I said, you can listen to us on your digital radio no matter where you are in the UK. It doesn't matter whether you're here in London, whether you're up in the northwest or down in the southwest. It doesn't matter where you are, you can still listen to us from Monday as we go national on digital radio. To come later in the hour, we're going to get the away perspective from a big game at the Bet365, talking about Luton. How much longer does Graham Jones have at Luton? But up next, we'll be getting the home perspective. Stoke are in dire need of a win. They won their first two games under Michael O'Neill. It's been three defeats since. They are in desperate need of a victory. They're in the bottom three. They need to find themselves moving away from it. Is their squad too good to go down to the League One? We'll be talking all things Stoke next.
This is Lovespot.
Welcome back to the Championship Fan Show with me, Kieran Critchard, up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to get in touch, make sure you do. Don't be reticent to do so. Call us on 0208 7020 558. Share your views on your Championship club. Looking at the fixtures over the next couple of nights, we have six tonight. Bristol City host Millwall. Charlton are up against Huddersfield. Leeds take on Hull. Nottingham Forest play Middlesbrough. Preston against Fulham. And Stoke take on Luton. Then tomorrow night, Barnsley take on Reading. Birmingham play QPR. Brentford are up against Cardiff. Derby take on Sheffield Wednesday. Swansea play Blackburn. And Wigan take on West Brom. We're going to look ahead to one of tonight's games. We're going to get both perspectives actually over the next 20 minutes or so. We're going to get the home perspective now. Stoke are at home against Luton tonight. And I'm delighted to say we're joined by Pete Smith from the Stoke Sentinel. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Pete. It feels like a rather significant game. I mean, you can say that about a number of different ones. And you get to this stage of the season in the Christmas period where the fixtures are coming thick and fast that all are important. But tonight at home against Luton, who are just outside the relegation zone, it feels like a big, big evening for Michael O'Neill.
Yeah, hi, Kieran. You're right. I've heard you talking up the game tonight, and I don't think anyone can be going to it and be any under any misapprehension about how big it is. If Stoke lose tonight, they go 9 points behind Luton, which is incredible, really, at this stage of the season. Luton, fifth from bottom? A nine-point gap already would be a mountain to climb for a team that's won, four games all season up to this point. No mistake. They've got to turn it around at some stage. There's hope that an acceptance that Michael O'Neill has got a lot of work to do in a vital transfer window. He needs to rebalance the squad. They've got loads of holes that need fixing, but they can't afford to write off any games before that point and before he gets a chance to make some manoeuvres in the transfer market.
Obviously, the game tonight, Pete, is at home, but the worrying thing for Stoke fans is that Stoke have won fewer home points than any other Championship side this season. Usually, we'd associate playing at home in front of your home crowd as an advantage. It's a way of potentially playing with your 12th man and gaining just small little percentages over your opposition. It feels like with Stoke this season, it's a bit of a poison chalice that actually playing in front of the home crowd is maybe too big a pressure, and it's working the opposite way, that instead of it, the pressure working in a good way and being having the home crowd behind you is in fact working in the polar opposite way.
That's a fair point, but I think you can also say that they haven't played very well away from home either. They haven't been able to play well in front of anybody. The Stoke fans have been incredibly patient, and they've been desperate for Gary Rowett to succeed, desperate for Nathan Jones to succeed, and they've given Michael O'Neill great backing in his first few games. But there is, and you can bet that come kick off tonight, that the crowd will, it won't be a very big crowd tonight, but it'll be bouncing and be right behind the team. And the worry is that if anything goes wrong, then everybody's been through the mill over the past couple of years. And the crowd will groan. There'll be inevitable mumblings, and that transfers onto the pitch. You can see it. The atmosphere affects the players when players are scared of getting on the ball and scared of taking responsibility. We've seen that in matches up to now, especially at home. Even though, like I say, there've been no better away. You've got players who are scared to put in crosses, players who are scared to make risky passes, scared to shoot. Scared to want the ball, really, and you've got to look to those players with decent reputations, to take responsibility and step up to the plate. Or Stoke are going down.
After back-to-back wins in his first two games in charge, Michael O'Neill has experienced three straight defeats. Now, we were just talking about Huddersfield and talking about the bounce maybe coming to an end under Danny Cowley. They were unbeaten in seven games. They then went through five games without winning ever since. Do you think that it's too simple to say that the bounce has maybe ended at Stoke, or is it a case of there are much bigger problems that mean that it isn't going to be easy for Michael O'Neill just to step into Stoke and suddenly go on a 10 double-figure kind of unbeaten run?
I don't think anybody's been thinking about that at the moment. There's a couple of things, really. Michael O'Neill obviously wasn't afforded a honeymoon. He's had quite a... The first two games were against Barnsley and against Wigan, and I think if you ask anybody who's been watching the Championship this season, they'll say that those two probably aren't the strongest teams that you'll come up against. And Stoke managed to beat them, which is fair enough. They probably deserve both wins. They had to get the winner late on against Wigan. The next three games have also been against teams which have not been at their best, and Stoke have been found wanting, and Michael O'Neill has been scratching really for a winning formula. Players are desperately short on confidence. As I've touched on earlier, there are massive holes in the team. It seems like everybody who manages to watch Stoke for half an hour knows how to beat them if you can get in crosses to the back post, get out wide. Get shot in against a goalkeeper who's short on confidence, then you're gonna beat them because Stoke don't score many goals at the right end.
In terms of team news for tonight's game, one big boost, I'm sure it will be for Stoke fans, is the news that Ryan Shawcross could return tonight. Obviously a long-serving player for Stoke. He broke his leg in a pre-season friendly in July. Could be back in contention now. Whenever we talk about serious injuries, we know that players aren't just going to hit the ground running as soon as they come back into the side. But in terms of, not, I suppose more so on a night like tonight, more so than just his performance, having someone like him, the experience, how long he's been playing for Stoke and how much the fans respect him, I'm sure they love him, that just having his presence back in this side on the pitch or on the bench is surely going to have a significant impact on Stoke going forward over these next few months.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's the best news that Stoke could want, really. He's been such a huge part of the club over the last 10 years, and I'd say over the past few months he's probably got even better in his absence. Everybody has been starkly aware of what a big loss he's been to the team, which has been so fragile. He'll shore things up. He'll take no nonsense, and he'll order people around. That's what Stoke need, and they need players to stand up with him. We're expecting Michael O'Neill to make a few changes, actually, this evening. He's been pretty stable with his team selection so far. After Nathan Jones chopped and changed every week, Michael O'Neill has only made one or two tweaks, and he's kept the same systems. But Saturday was so dispiriting in their performance and the result at Hull that we're expecting him to wield the axe tonight. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are a few surprise names on the team sheet. Not just Shawcross.
And I'm assuming, Pete, tonight, 4 points away from safety. You mentioned it. there about the gap that could form, that if Stoke were to lose tonight to Luton, there'd be 9 points between themselves and Luton. Do you think it will result in quite a cagey affair? It'll be quite a tense night at the Bet365, because I imagine when confidence isn't particularly high, when you are in this sort of a situation that having a free-flowing game where there are lots of goals and you're playing an expansive style of play just isn't something that you can really do, because you know as a player and as a manager the pressure that's on you, that if you get it wrong, a defeat when you're mid-table playing that way is absolutely fine, or isn't fine, but it's something you can kind of deal with and put behind you. When you're in this sort of a situation, playing an expansive game, even if you score goals and it's a great game, losing just puts you in an even worse position.
Yeah, well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But I spoke to Michael O'Neill about this, and he was saying that he doesn't think Stoke have got the players to be able to fight out a 0-0 draw or put in a defence-first performance, because they just haven't got that fight in them. They haven't got that quality, that defensive quality to be able to make challenges and be in the right places. It's a damning verdict on the squad. And to be fair, he's quite right. You wouldn't back this Stoke team to keep a clean sheet in a million years. And looking at the Luton team as well, you wouldn't back them either. So although you'd think it would be a cagey affair, when Stoke went to Barnsley a couple of weeks ago, they ended up winning 4-2. And you'd think it's got to be more of that, looking towards that kind of performance than looking towards building on a clean sheet, because that just isn't going to happen with this Stoke team. I don't think you'd find anybody who's going to the game tonight for supporting either team who would back their team to keep a clean sheet, even though both teams' attacks haven't been too great either. It might be a case of who's got the least bad defence.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Pete. That was Pete Smith from the Stoke Sentinel talking about what is probably said to be quite a cagey, quite a tense affair at the Bet365, and Pete putting it there. Potentially it's which defence is not as bad as the other. That might be the difference between the two sides. But as he mentioned there, I think it's something that Stoke fans obviously don't want to think about. But a defeat tonight for them it would be horrendous for them. And as I mentioned earlier, it's the Nathan Jones derby, even though he's no longer in either dugout, so it's a little bit of a strange situation. I'm wondering where Nathan Jones will be watching the game. Will he be a special guest at the Bet365? I sincerely doubt that. I don't think he'll be particularly welcome at a Luton screening if they are doing one of the Stoke games tonight. I don't think he'll be welcome either of those. Maybe he sat at home with his wife, even though he let his wife down and his coaches down. He gambled with their lives and he's thrown it all away. But anyway, Stoke against Luton is one of 6 games tonight. Bristol City take on Millwall. Charlton play Huddersfield. We talked from a Huddersfield perspective. Both sides horribly out of form. Surely one of those runs is going to come to an end, although it could end in a draw and both sides still in their poor run that they're in. Leeds against Hull. You'd imagine Leeds will be confident going into this game. They're on a great run. They're just 2 points off the top. But Jarrod Bowen is a big threat for the away side. Nottingham Forest play Middlesbrough. Preston take on Fulham. Preston in horrible form. They've lost their last 4 games. It felt like just a month ago that Preston were in the discussion for an automatic promotion spot. They've now dropped down to 7th place after 4 straight defeats. They take on Fulham, who had won 4 on the trot before frustratingly losing at home to Bristol City, who themselves are a good side on the weekend. Fulham start the game in 3rd place. And as we mentioned, Stoke take on Luton. It is a massive game at the Bet365 tonight. You'd imagine whichever way the game goes could really affect them, how they go over this Christmas period. We've been given the Stoke perspective. They'll be buoyed by the return of Ryan Shawcross from a broken leg. Michael O'Neill looking to get a win after 3 straight defeats for them. But up next, we'll be talking all things Luton.
Love sports.
This is the Championship Fan Show with me, Kieran Critchard, up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to get in touch, make sure you do. Call us on 0208 7020 558 or WhatsApp us on that very same number. We got some really big news to bring you here from Love Sport. From Monday, you'll be able to get Love Sport across the UK on national digital radio as we are going national. It is great news for us and obviously great news for all of you across the country. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're here in London, whether you're up in the north, whether you're in the south. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're in the Midlands, you can listen to us, whether you're on the way to work, whether you're on the way home from one of the games during the week, that you can listen to us on digital radio. No longer do you need to worry about being out of range. It doesn't matter if you're in or out of London. You can listen to us here all over the UK to the fresh new voice of sports radio. Obviously, we'll be live across the UK on digital radio from Monday. Plus, there'll be lots more new fan shows coming soon too, giving fans all over the UK the coverage of their teams they can't get elsewhere. So obviously, it's really positive news for us. And really positive news for you, the listeners out there, that, as I said, you don't need to be in London to listen to us on digital radio. Because we're going national on Monday, you can listen to us on digital radio wherever you are across the UK. So obviously, brilliant, brilliant news for us here at Love Sport as we look to continue to expand. And hopefully you can continue with us on this journey. We were talking about the Stoke-Luton game at the Bet365, going from a Stoke perspective. For Luton, it's a big game for them. Graham Jones is under significant pressure. If you remember when Nathan Jones left last season, obviously they brought Mick Harford in on a caretaker basis. Luton were already in a good position to get promoted, but Mick Harford came in, did a good job, got them into the Championship. They gave it to Graham Jones, who didn't really have any experience of managing at this level. And I think maybe that's been exposed a little bit, as well as the fact that Luton's squad maybe isn't really good enough for this level. You also factor in that they lost both of their fullbacks, James Justin and Jack Stacey, to Leicester and Bournemouth respectively over the summer into the Premier League. So that's two big blows for them. But at times they really have looked like they are out of their depth to an extent. But as it stands, they aren't in the relegation zone. They are just a couple of places above it, but they are 4 points above the relegation zone. And it does feel that the last three games, two wins in there where they came from behind against Charlton. They also came from behind against Wigan on the weekend. They were 1-0 down and came back to win 2-1, which means Wigan are the ones now in the relegation zone. They have shown some real fight in recent weeks. Obviously, they did have that absolute battering at the hands of Brentford where they lost 7-0, but they seemed to have responded quite well to that. But the question does linger about how much longer does Graham Jones have at Luton? I think for the time being, probably after the two wins in recent weeks, it does feel like his job is secure for the time being. You just wonder how much longer he might be able to last at Luton if the results don't go their way over the next few weeks. As it stands, they are in 20th place on 20 points. They are 4 points above Wigan, who are the first side in the relegation zone. Stoke and Barnsley, as we mentioned, are the other two sides in the relegation zone. But that game against Stoke, we were talking to Pete Smith there from the Stoke Sentinel, and he said if Luton were to win tonight, they go 9 points clear of Stoke. That's a big, big margin, considering Stoke have only won four games up until this point. That it's going to be a struggle necessarily for them to get on a run that's good enough to get them out of this trouble. So it's a massive game for both sides, home and away, for Stoke and for Luton tonight. For Stoke, if they get the win, suddenly they're really closing the gap on those sides just outside the relegation zone. And for example, the gap would then just be 3 points to Luton. But you imagine it's going to be quite a tense atmosphere at the Bet365 tonight. And for Stoke, I think it's probably a bigger game for Stoke than it is for Luton. But still, for both sides, it is a rather significant game. Looking, just a reminder of all of the Championship games. Obviously, we have 6 tonight and then 6 tomorrow night as well. We have, as I mentioned, the Stoke-Luton game. Preston up against Fulham. Bristol City play Millwall. Charlton play Huddersfield. Leeds take on Hull. And Nottingham Forest play Middlesbrough. Then on Wednesday night, Barnsley take on Reading. Birmingham take on QPR. Brentford play Cardiff. Derby take on Sheffield Wednesday. Swansea play Blackburn. And Wigan take on West Brom. So plenty of fixtures to look forward to over the next couple of nights in the Championship. It always just adds a bit of spice, doesn't it, when you get Championship fixtures in the week that just keeps the story going on. The fixtures just come thick and fast. We have 46 to get through in the season and plenty to talk about. We're going to get a bit more on Luton now. As I mentioned, it's a massive game at the Bet365. I'm delighted to say we're joined by James Cunliffe, editor of Lutonian.com. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, James. I've dubbed it the Nathan Jones Derby, although I don't necessarily think either sets of fans will particularly be enamoured by calling it the Nathan Jones Derby. Are you surprised that in the last couple of games, two of the last three, Luton have managed to get wins, considering the bad run they've been on, that 7-0 drubbing by Brentford as well? Are you surprised they've been able to get a couple of wins over the last couple of weeks and come from behind to win those games?
I mean, if you just look at the Brentford result, then yes, because they were shocking. They deservedly got beat 7-0, and it probably could have been more. But there was the performances either side have been quite good. The one against Charlton before, and the one against Wigan at the weekend. Well, it was a good finish to the Wigan game. Really, there was a big period in the middle of the game where it kind of felt like it just wasn't going to go Luton's way, but then it did in such dramatic style. So it's a credit, I suppose, to keep for them to keep pushing. But yeah, I mean, I know they lost to Leeds as well before that Charlton game, but they still played really well and only lost in the last minute, last gasp defeat, that one. So if you take the Brentford result out of it, they've not been playing too badly.
Do you think, I was saying or suggesting that tonight's game is probably bigger for the home side because Stoke are not only at home, they're also the ones in the relegation zone and they start the night 6 points behind Luton. Would you say that that is true, that the home side are under more pressure, or do you think Luton will be feeling as much pressure as Stoke are facing tonight because they know how significant 3 points are tonight?
I think after the weekend for Luton, the pressure's slightly off. It's not completely off by any stretch of the imagination, and they're not out of the woods at all in terms of relegation fight. But I see it for Luton as a must not lose game, whereas I think for Stoke it's a must win game. So yeah, they can go there and they've got more chance of getting a result, obviously. But I mean, draws haven't really come by very easily this season for Luton, so it's either usually a defeat or a win, and they've not been that great on the road of late. So yeah, it's going to be a tricky one. I can see there being a lot of goals, but I don't think a draw would be a bad result for Luton.
And just a prediction then, do you see Luton, would you say, you perhaps suggesting there, James, that a point would actually be quite a good point and you'd take that now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've got that 4 point cushion really, and if you're playing the teams below, you just don't want them to gain any ground on you. So yeah, I think it would be a decent point going up there. Obviously it's a big ground and it's going to be really noisy, but yeah, if they can grab a point, I think that they should be happy with that.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, James. That was James Cunliffe, editor of Lutonian.com, looking ahead to a big game at the Bet365 tonight. Stoke against Luton. 3 points massive for both of those sides.
This is Love Sport.